back to GCSE Chinese Revision with me, your tutor. Today, we are diving into one of the most important topics you will encounter across all four skills, jobs and careers, or in Chinese, 工作. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher, this topic comes up in listening, speaking, reading and writing, so getting it right could seriously boost your marks. Let's get started. Section 1. Core Vocabulary. Let's begin with the essential job titles. I want you to say these out loud as I go through them. That is the best way to make them stick. First up, 医生, 医生. Doctor. Say it with me. 医生. 医生 means doctor. A great example sentence is 我想成为医生. 我想成为医生. I want to become a doctor. Next, 老师. 老师. Teacher. 老师. You might already know this one from your classroom Chinese. 我的老师很好. 我的老师很好. My teacher is very good. Number 3. 护士. 护士. Nurse. 护士. 我的妈妈是护士. 我的妈妈是护士. My mum is a nurse. Now, 工程师. 工程师. Engineer. This is a longer one. 工程师. 工程师. 我的爸爸是工程师. My dad is an engineer. Fifth, 律师. 律师. Lawyer. 律师. 律师的工作很忙. 律师的工作很忙. A lawyer's job is very busy. Number 6. 厨师. 厨师. Chef. 厨师. 我想当厨师因为我喜欢做饭. I want to be a chef because I like cooking. 7. 警察. 警察. Police officer. 警察. 警察的工作很危险. A police officer's job is very dangerous. 8. 商人, 商人, businessman or business person. 商人, 他是一个成功的商人. He is a successful businessman. 9. 记者, 记者, journalist. 记者, 记者需要写很多文章. A journalist needs to write many articles. And 10. 飞行员, 飞行员, pilot. 飞行员, 飞行员的工作很有趣. A pilot's job is very interesting. Now for some higher tier vocabulary that will really impress the examiner. 会计师, 会计师, accountant. 建筑师, 建筑师, architect. 心理学家, 心理学家, psychologist. 软件工程师, 软件工程师, software engineer, and 企业家, 企业家, entrepreneur. These five higher tier words, used correctly in your writing or speaking, will signal to the examiner that you are operating at the top of the mark scheme. Section 2. Key grammar structures. Now, this is where candidates really earn or lose marks. Let me walk you through the three structures you absolutely must know. Structure 1, 想, 想, meaning want to. The pattern is subject plus 想 plus verb plus object. So, 我想当医生, 我想当医生. I want to be a doctor. 他想成为律师, 她想成为律师. She wants to become a lawyer. This is your go-to structure for expressing future career intentions. Examiners love it and it is straightforward to use correctly. Structure 2. 因为所以, 因为所以, because, therefore. This is your opinion justification structure and it is worth serious marks. The pattern is 因为 plus reason, comma, plus saw ye, plus result. For example, 因为我喜欢帮助别人，所以我想当护士。因为我喜欢帮助别人，所以我想当护士。Because I like helping others, therefore, I want to be a nurse. Notice that comma after the reason. That is important in written Chinese. Do not forget it. Structure 3. 将来将来 In the future. Place 将来 at the start of a sentence to signal future time. 将来我想做一名老师将来我想做一名老师 In the future, I want to be a teacher. You can also use 以后以后 meaning afterwards or in the future as an alternative. 大学毕业以后我想找一份好工作。大学毕业以后我想找一份好工作。大学毕业以后我想找一份好工作。After graduating from university, I want to find a good job.
A quick note on measure words, because this trips up so many candidates. When talking about jobs, you often use 一名, 一名, one person, formal,Or 一个, 一个, one person, informal. 一名医生 is more formal and will earn you extra credit in writing. At higher tier, using 一名 shows real sophistication. Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let us talk about where marks are won and lost.I have seen thousands of exam scripts, and the same mistakes come up again and again. Mistake number one, using only the present tense. At foundation, you need at least two tenses. At higher, you need three. So if you are writing about jobs, do not just say what job you want now. Talk about what you wanted as a child, what you want now, and what you plan to do in the future. For example,小时候我想当消防员 When I was little, I wanted to be a firefighter. 现在我想成为医生 Now, I want to become a doctor. 将来我希望在医院工作 In the future, I hope to work in a hospital. Three tenses, three marks. Simple. Mistake number two, giving opinions without justification. Never say...我喜欢这份工作 I like this job, and leave it there. Always follow with 因为 because. 我喜欢这份工作因为它很有意义 I like this job because it is very meaningful. The examiner is specifically looking for justified opinions. Without the justification, you are leaving marks on the table. Mistake number three, confusing 工作 and job titles. 工作工作 means work or job as a concept. It is not a specific job title. So instead, say, 我是医生, I am a doctor. Or, 我的职业是医生, my profession is doctor. Mistake number four, forgetting to use formal register in writing tasks. In a formal letter or essay about careers, use 我希望, I hope, rather than just 我想, I want.Use 职业, 职业, profession, rather than just 工作, job. These small choices signal register awareness, which is rewarded at higher tier. Section 4, quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and test yourself. I will give you the English, you say the Chinese. Ready? Doctor. 医生Teacher. 老师 Because, therefore. 因为所以 In the future. 将来 I want to become a lawyer. 我想成为律师 Engineer. 工程师 Pilot.
Beijing Yuan. How did you do? If you got all 7, brilliant. You are well on your way. If you missed some, go back and drill those vocabulary items again. Spaced repetition is your best friend here. Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let me bring it all together. Today we covered the essential job vocabulary at both foundation and higher tier. We drilled 3 key grammar structures: xiang for future intentions, yinwei suoyi for justified opinions, and jianglai for future time expressions. We talked about the most common exam mistakes, single tense writing, unjustified opinions, and register errors. And we tested ourselves with a quick recall quiz. My top 3 takeaways for you today. 1. Always justify your opinions with yinwei. 2. Use at least 3 tenses in any extended writing task. 3. Learn the measure word yiming for formal job references. You are doing brilliantly. Keep revising, keep practicing. And remember, every mark counts. I will see you in the next episode. Zaijian. Zaijian. Goodbye.